Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast where we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, designed to not seek for power, but to pull it down, to separate it, to make sure the proper role of government carried out the consent of the governed, but never got too powerful. Wow, what a balance they tried to achieve. And they said, hey, this is a grand old experiment, folks. We've never had this before. But they were successful. And the experiment went incredibly well, creating the greatest economic engine the world's ever known. Not to mention the happiest people on the planet. You know what? And then, well, we decided to turn our back on that God that made us great. And we as a people have become an immoral people, and now we're reaping the whirlwind of our immorality. The answer to turn back to God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen, very clear, simple instructions. The Ten Commandments are where it starts, and the Bill of Rights are where we chain down government, and the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, separates power to make sure nobody gets too powerful. And boy, we the people better insist on it, I'll tell you that right now. All right, Dominion sues Giuliani for $1.3 billion for defamation. They already also sued Sidney Powell as well, and Sidney and Giuliani both say, hey, this will allow us to get to the bottom of it. Let's bring it on. Let's discover. And my response is, I think these poor attorneys have too much confidence in the courts. The courts aren't going to give you a fair shake. They're going to do what they did to Ammon Bundy. They're going to literally lie and perjure themselves in court and withhold exculpatory evidence and everything else. They won't let you present your case. They'll chain you down, lock you down, and threaten you with contempt of court and everything else to the point where they'll just beat you to a pulp, and coming out of the other side, you'll think, what the heck happened? Now, I pray that isn't true, especially for Sidney Powell, who I think the world of. But I'm telling you right now, you can't trust the courts. They're evil to the core. These are the people that the Republican courts, oh, you got to get Republicans in power, don't you know? Because if you do, then you'll have good people on the courts. Yeah, that's the Republican court that passed Roe versus Wade. Literally sold us down the river. Now we've been murdering babies, the most innocent among us, for what? How long now? Almost 50 years. What would it be, 48 years or something like that now? What a sad tale to tell, I'll tell you that right now. But this is the Republican court that did all that. And now with the Republican court, we certainly can't even overturn it. In fact, you haven't heard a peep of overturning it at all. Since Donald put these justices in place, you haven't heard a single peep about it, have you? In fact, the pro-life rally is supposed to be happening, in about 2 or 3 days? But, of course, it got canceled because of the cocoa, don't you know? Now I can't stand up for life because, we got to preserve life, right? Yeah, you don't want to go there and get sick and die trying to defend the unborn, do you? No, see, they've literally conned us all into shutting everything down. What a shame it is, folks. Anyway, so Sidney Powell got sued. Giuliani got sued. I hope they can discover and get to the bottom of this and prove vote fraud. But even if they do, it'll be a day late and a dollar short. The illegitimate president's already in place. All right, but Sidney Powell up on her website, I want to highlight this again. I mentioned it last hour, but I want to repeat it because it's really important. We are proud to announce the formation of what's called Restore the Republic PAC, PAC, which will be dedicated to supporting candidates who will fight vigorously for our constitutional rights, our freedom of speech, and the sacred right of free and fair elections. I wish they would have put the word honest in there, but I get it. Restore the Republic PAC founder Sidney Powell briefs us on the details there. And they say 80 million people were just disenfranchised. by the inauguration of a president not elected by lawful votes. The Democrats abandoned their base and the Republicans betrayed theirs. Well, I would say the Democrats betrayed their base and the Republicans abandoned their base. I would flip that around, but I get the point. Sad to say, right? Join this new endeavor co-founded by Mike Lindell and Joe Flynn at www.restoretherepublic.com. Right? Restore the Republic, PAC.com. So it's RestoreTheRepublicPAC.com. And they say that the website, coming soon, they're working on it. But I commend Sidney Powell. I commend Joe Flynn and Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's the, you know, my pillow CEO guy. I commend them all and thank them for their hard, sacred work. Now, here's what I find kind of funny. Everybody's wondering what President Trump is doing and is going to do. Right? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, Trump's been making a little bit of a, I don't know what you call it, a little bit of stirrings, you might say. And I guess they created an office in Florida that'll be like the former president's office or something like that. But the problem is top Trump advisor, a guy by the name of Jason Miller, thinks that the next step for former president is obvious. He says you're going to see President Trump emerge as the nation's leader on ballot voting and ballot integrity. Well, I hope he does. But I think Mike Lindell and Joe Flynn and Sidney Powell and others are making a much bigger impact than President Trump will make. All right, Trump had the opportunity when he was in office. He put together a vote fraud panel right when he started, and then that got disbanded. He didn't say a word about it until the end almost. In the debates, he kind of went, hey, this is going to go south. Don't do mail-in voting, and it went south. Then he went, you know. But he didn't use his oath of office and his power when he had it, I'll tell you that. We don't even know anything about Barack's birth certificate, which we should have known first day Donald got into office, huh? But anyway, so top Trump advisor Jason Miller thinks that Trump will become the leader on vote fraud or, you know, correcting the problems with the voting. He says Trump already has some goals for the year. One of them is winning back the House and the Senate for Republicans in 2022. But ladies and gentlemen, the next headline says Trump has political plans for 2022, but he already abandoned his idea for a third political party. What do you think of that? Abandons idea of creating third political party, so that's already dead. So we get all these ideas that are floated that we think, you know what, this might have wings. We might be able to get something done for a change. We might be able to, but no. So we're going to just ride the two horses, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, right into the next election. And then we're going to push for election integrity, but there's going to be vote fraud everywhere. And how are you going to get election integrity when you can't even prove vote fraud? You say, Sam, the vote fraud's there. We can prove it. I know you can. But you're still going to be prosecuted for not proving it, nevertheless, right? So I know you can prove it, but you're not going to get to. So I appreciate Trump's plans for 2022, but he abandons a third political party already. He's already capitulated that it's going to happen. It's already going to happen through what, the Republican Party? So let me get this right. You're going to pick the right wing of the swamp, and you're going to go ahead and have election integrity there. How's that going to work out for you? How'd that work out for you last time, might I? Humbly ask. How'd that work out for you last time? Can I ask that? And the answer is, you know what? Everybody involved in the, quote, vote fraud push, at least at a federal government level, that had authority or power or whatever you want to call it, credentials to be involved, whatever you want to say. Every one of them had their head handed to them, folks. All right? And this headline from G. Edward Griffin, in my opinion, highlights it beautifully. Headline that I just got from G. Edward Griffin. He's the creator of the Red Pill Expos, tremendous events. Red Pill University, tremendous education. He's the author of a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. This guy, in my opinion, is for real. Class act. In his 80s, just a crack whip of a mind. I mean, just brilliant. He says this. Left wing and right wing, both on the same ugly bird. Boy, howdy, does that ring true to me. All right. You've got this situation, folks, where I appreciate the fight. I appreciate that, you know what, President Trump and others are trying to get to the bottom of things and trying to stand up for truth, but I don't believe they're going about it at all correctly. All right? Biden's got people surrounding him that are good enough to deceive the people like you wouldn't believe. Okay? I wish it were different, folks. I don't mean to be negative. But G. Edward Griffin, 2021, January 26th, emails me. I'll talk about it in seconds related thereto.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman on your radio. So sad tale to tell. I know Donald Trump wants to be, the king and getting rid of election fraud. And I commend him for his efforts and hope he gets it done. But unless he starts meeting with a common man, okay, unless Trump, you know what, decides to talk to Joe Blow like me and you and, you know, other people, he's not going to get enough, quote, political sea legs or savvy, whatever you want to call it, to weather the storm of the deep swamp, okay? He just gets swamped and starts swallowing water every time something else comes out. Proof of the pudding, the Capitol. I'm not saying I defend any violence that was there. It was wrong. And a bunch of evil thugs did it. And we need to get to the bottom of it and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. No doubt about it. But that doesn't mean we abandon the fact that there's vote fraud. We simply went away. We should have doubled down and said, this proves it. Folks, the fact that they didn't even debate the vote fraud like they promised, they used this as an excuse to sidestep that discussion and debate. Ooh, that means there's more there than meets the eye. See, Donald should have doubled down, but he wimped. Sad to say, true. And I think Sidney Powell and Mike Lindell and Joe Flynn are literally pointing out the reality. 80 million people in America were simply disenfranchised by the inauguration of a president not elected by lawful votes. Okay, that's reality. But I'll tell you what, now top Trump advisor says Jason Miller wants to be the man that gets to the bottom of the election fraud. Well, unless you go back precinct by precinct to paper ballots and have absolute concrete evidence of the most local level of honesty, you're not getting anywhere, folks. It's kind of like saying we're going to solve the problems in America financially if you're not going to, you know, embrace honest money. It's not going to happen, a.k.a. Janet Yellen. Okay, it's kind of like saying, oh, we're going to defend American patriotism and American ideas. No, they're going to use the FBI to declare war on all of us. That's what they're going to do. See? And the same people that were in Trump's administration are going to carry out this agenda. All right, they say Trump has political plans for 2020, but you know what? Or 2022. But he abandons the idea of creating a third party, so he's going to ride Tweedledee and Tweedledum in there. He's going to ride on the back of the deep swamp Republicans that hate his guts. Okay, he's going to fracture the Republican Party. You know, wow. Now the left wing and the right wing are both on the same ugly bird. G. Edward Griffin does a masterful job of this. You don't want to know what the ugly bird's called? It's called collectivism. Yeah. And G. Edward Griffin, Red Pill University, is in a video with a guy by the name of Jason, and they break this down like no other. Great, great stuff. If you want to be educated, come on. This is how you get it done, I'm telling you right now. But listen carefully. Awareness, he says, that communism, fascism, Nazism, left wing, right wing, and many other similar words cannot be defined to the satisfaction of all. You want to know why? That's because they're emotionally associated with good or bad, depending on each person's opinion or point of view of what the words mean. Okay? This is important. So the problem is, you know what? If you can't define the words, they just mean different things based on the ones who say them, then you'll never win. Mr. Griffin in this interview explains that the reason for this difficulty is that all the words, as they are manifest today, are merely different words for the same general point. The same ideology called collectivism. And the reason we're marching towards a tyranny is because we don't acknowledge that words matter and words mean things. And we don't get on the same points of view. We just simply babble about it in circles. Okay, whenever you go into court, they define words, because once they define words, they get on the same page for discussion. All right. But if you say socialism, then others are like, well, we're not the national socialists like the German Nazis. We're not that kind. We're more, you know, kind socialists or what. Okay. And they play games and just go around the barn. Well, how dare you call us communists? We're not communists. We just want tyranny like the Communist Manifesto calls for. Okay. But you're going around the barn. Oh, left wing, right wing. See, what does that mean? Let me ask you a question. Am I left wing or right wing on this radio program? Oh, Sam, you're definitely the right. In fact, you're the hard right, Sam. Then I say, okay, well, what about my idea, though, to believe in the founding fathers? Well, Sam, you're definitely a right wing conservative, by golly. Okay, but the founding fathers were considered liberals of their day. I agree with the founding fathers completely. I absolutely do. Okay, Patrick Henry, George Washington, some of my biggest heroes. The Swamp Fox, Francis Marion, General John Glover of the Marblehead Regiment. These people are my heroes, baby. Now, they were liberals of their day. Why? Because the words meant different things back then than they mean now. That's why. So what, would you be a Whig? I would. I wouldn't be a Republican or a Democrat, but I'd be a Whig. Because they had a different viewpoint, a different ideology. They were more liberal like the founders. What? Wait a minute. Weren't they conservative? Oh, it all depends on how you define the term there now. The conservatives were the ones that wanted to not change the status quo. They wanted to stick with King George. The radicals are the ones that said, King George is a thug. We're going to go ahead and jettison him. We believe God gave it. There's somebody above King George now. What do they call him? Elohim, the Almighty. The great I Am is above old George. I'll tell you that right now. And the founders were liberals of their day. All right. So the left wing and right wing are both on the same ugly bird called collectivism. And that is the general point. The socialism, communism, everything else is the idea that you as an individual don't have agency or choice. You need to surrender your agency or your choice on the altar of, and then dot, 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 right? Whatever word you want to toss in. Collectivism, boom. Socialism, blam. Communism, wham. Left wing, right wing, conservative, liberal, male, female, black, white, tall, short, fat, skinny, conservative, liberal, whatever we go on down the line, right? And these binary divisions are dividing us all. The only time they jettison the binary division is when they can, well, reject a real binary. Male and female created he, them. That's God Almighty. But they reject that binary. Every other binary, for divide purposes, they love and embrace. Because Satan against God is a binary. Who are you going to obey? Who are you going to follow? Whom are you going to embrace, huh? Let's just get into hardcore politics, shall we? I believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and I believe in peace. I follow the Prince of Peace. But you know what? Trump has political plans for 2022 as he abandons third party. All right, so let's just ride the duopoly swamp monsters right into solving election fraud. Aren't they the ones that abandoned you and short-circuited your effort to get to the bottom of that, Trump, in the first place? But if you do the same thing you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. And when the left and the right wing are the same bird of prey called collectivism, it's collectivism versus, so you're going to lay your choices all on the altar for collectivism, supposedly for a better society. What you should be doing is, standing up for individualism and jettisoning collectivism and saying, I'm not selfish, I'm selfless, but it is in my ability to decide for myself who I am, what I believe, what I'm going to do. Within the bounds of appropriate moral law, it's that agency, that individualism that matters. That's what America was built upon. Okay, my religious liberty isn't a collective liberty. My God-given right to self-defense is not a collective right. It's an individual, God-given, inalienable right that I, by my consent, gave government. Now, government might be collective in nature, as it represents me individually. But let's be very clear, you cannot replace the individual with the collective and suggest you're going to do well. You're going to embrace all the principles that destroy everything we hold dear. You want to know why? Because acknowledging that God is above government, acknowledging God in the first place and choosing to obey him is an individual, do I dare say sport? No. But you get the point, right? It's an individual action. It's an individual thought. It's a choice made by an individual using one's right of conscience and God-given faculties to make wise decisions that can bless one's life. Your salvation is not a collective sport, neither is your liberty on earth. Let me say that again. Your salvation before God Almighty is not a collective endeavor. It's an individual endeavor. You work out your salvation before God. And it's up to God to save you if he chooses. He is the ultimate judge of the universe, right? But awareness that communism, fascism, Nazism, left wing, right wing, and many other simpler words simply cannot be defined to the satisfaction of all. Why? Because they are emotionally associated with good or bad behavior based on your own viewpoint. And the words mean things based on your viewpoint. And we will never get to the bottom of that if we don't define the words. I reject socialism, communism, fascism, all these isms, and I stand for individualism. Not at the expense of the collective, but because that's how the collective gets direction by individuals and they're willing to give consent.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left some people with serious injuries and caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night. About 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, the city of Centerpoint saw quite a bit of damage from the storm. That's according to Centerpoint Mayor Bobby Scott. The United States has reported its first known case of the COVID-19 P1 variant, first detected in Brazil. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed the case on Monday. The so-called Brazil variant is thought to be more transmissible. It is not known whether it's more severe. Sam Vigil, a New Mexico man, has sued the sanctuary city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for protecting his wife's murder suspect. Luis Romero, a three-time deported illegal immigrant and alleged gang member from Mexico, has been in federal custody in Texas and charged with murdering Vigil. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump on Monday established an official post-presidency office in Palm Beach County, Florida, to oversee his affairs. A statement from Trump's office said the office of the former president will be responsible for his correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities. The federal government, the largest purchaser in the world, is changing the way business gets done. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The president signed an executive order Monday to revitalize America's manufacturing industry.
Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch.
The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman breaking out this incredible column, or incredible video series, I should say, video interview. G. Edward Griffin brought it to my attention. It's on his organization, Red Pill Expo. Red Pill University, Red Pill U. And awareness that communism and fascism, Nazism, right wing, it all goes on. You know what? This collectivism is the problem. All those words kind of go into this collectivism idea, which says you got to jettison your agency for the common good of the rest of us. But what it really means is let bureaucrats and professional do-gooders, let the evil among us lord over us in a communist-style agenda that always leads to tyranny. Doesn't matter what word you use. But the reason we can't get together on these discussions, ladies and gentlemen, is because we can't get definitions out there. All right? You got different opinions on what the words mean. And as long as you stick with those opinions, you can use the same words. They mean different things. Let me give you an example. Everybody wants to say our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. How many times in Joe Biden's speech did he use the word democracy? Do you know? How many times did he use the word republic? How many times did he use the word constitutional republic? How many times did he highlight constitutional republic, if you can keep it based on godly principles of the creator from the creator of liberty himself? See, nobody articulates this, but he used democracy over and over. What is democracy? What is democracy? See, they would want you to believe democracy is just nothing more than that's what we have in America. And then if I bring up anything to the contrary, they say, well, Sam, we have democratic parts of our government, don't we? Well, yeah, that doesn't mean we're a democracy. It's kind of like if somebody gave me raisins. And they called them raisins. And then I said, hey, I want raisin cookies. And they gave me raisins. And I said, well, where's the cookie? And they're like, Sam, you asked for raisins, didn't you? Well, no, I asked for raisin cookies. Well, you just got raisins. Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that with a democracy. We have some democratic principles in America, in the Republic. Absolutely we do. We have all kinds of different governmental principles that have come together in the grand old experiment in a constitutional republic. It's a very unique government. And yeah, there's elements of democratic principles in it. But we do not have a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. And to say so in the media over and over and over is absolutely a lie. Now, I don't know about dishonest, because some may actually believe we have a democracy. But if Joe believes we have a democracy, when he swore an oath to a republic, we got a fundamental problem, don't we? This is kind of the words that we're talking about here a little bit that we're, you know, talking about with regards to this incredible video. The left wing and the right wing are both on the same ugly bird called collectivism. G. Edward Griffin breaks this down in a meaningful way. But I say to you, this democracy idea is going to sink us, folks. Okay? It kind of goes along with the understanding of this. You have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. And that right is for your guns to be used for lawful, moral purposes. And if you use it for those purposes, self-defense, whatever other reasons that you might find, hunting, any other reason, but a lawful reason, then you know what? Your right is wonderful and blessed. But if I talked about guns and never talked about your right, but I promoted the use of guns in wrongful ways, and I said, well, you believe in guns, don't you, Sam? And everybody was using guns, and it was being promoted that guns were used for violent purposes to kind of be the survival of the fittest, right? Then I would say, no, wait a minute, I'm against guns in the way you're describing them to be. But if they manipulated my statements, they would say, Sam, you're just against guns. And they would leave the rest out. Well, they would be dishonest. And that's kind of what we're doing when we talk about democracy. Are there some democratic elements in our society? Absolutely. Your right to vote is one of them. But remember, your right to vote is always tempered with a check and balance. That's what makes us a constitutional republic based on the rule of law. It isn't the majority wins. And so that's where they manipulate the collective versus the individual. If they promote the survival of the fittest, that's individualism on extreme. It's kind of like how Cleon Skousen wrote a book called The Naked Capitalist to make the point. You know what? Capitalism is wonderful. The free markets are wonderful. But they got to be tempered with morality, tempered with honesty, tempered with integrity. But when you just say, I don't care the bottom dollar, the dollar signs I'm seeing, baby, and that's all that matters, you become a naked capitalist and you become extreme in your views and you become a danger to the very appropriate moral individualistic purpose we were talking about. Okay? If I try to crush all competition and use government, pull the lever of government to do that, okay, I'm a naked capitalist. I'm extreme in my views, right? That's not what the founders intended. So individualism matters. We by our consent, give enough to the collective to have an organized society based on the rule of law, rules we all agree to, etc. But if you take anything collectivism to its extreme, you get tyranny. Individualism to extreme, and you get tyranny. See, the founders understood these checks and balances, this idea that we need to avoid extremes, this understanding that, you know what? There's a proper balance, a proper role of government. So anyway, great column by G. Edward Griffin. And I bring it up because Trump has plans for 2022. Trump, I don't care what party you pick or how you do it, parties are evil. Okay? Parties are what our founding fathers warned us against because they're not government. Parties are private institutions. I don't know if you know that. And those private institutions reward their own. Those private institutions create the good old boy attitude where, you know what? It's about Joe's time. Joe's paid his dues. Elect Joe, put Joe in office, appoint, inaugurate, vote fraud, doesn't matter. By hook or by crook, it's Joe. It's his good old boy turn to have a term, isn't it? See, that's bogus. Okay, we need to jettison these private parties that are self-serving. And we need to stand for judging someone by the content of their character. And we need to judge someone by their willingness and their historical reality of what kind of fidelity will they show to the supreme law of our land. George Washington set the standard. He could have been a king, and he said, uh-uh. He could have stayed in office for his whole life, and he went, uh-uh. And he literally took off his power hat, and he walked down the street as an American citizen and said, hey, you know what? Wow, I'm worried about my nation. And then he saw the farmers. He saw the shops, the blacksmith, the shoemaker, the whatever. And he saw that that's the future of America, and it gave him hope and courage and comfort as he went home to his beloved Martha, right? Isn't that how the story generally goes in summation? I think so. And that's what we need to hold dear to, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a contest of I'm right and you're wrong. Hush. Let's see what she does. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Alexa, stop. Oh, boy. So I guess I have the ability to tell that lady over there to whatever. Sorry for the interruption. I don't dare her say her name, but she went off and decided that I was talking to her, and I really wasn't at all, even though I never said her name. But I anyway, all I'm telling you is, Trump, if you want to make a difference in America, brother, it isn't about party. It's the jettison of parties that'll make a difference. It isn't about stopping vote fraud. You say, what, Sam? We need to stop vote fraud. Yeah, you do. But it's about honesty in the people first. It's about a moral society and a moral population. Okay? If you don't have honest money, I don't know how far you can get, President Trump, or former President Trump, or Donald Trump, whatever you want to call him. Okay? I appreciate your political plans for 2022, but you just want to shoo in a few Republicans that are just as easily comfortable in a Democrat uniform as they are a Republican uniform because they're part of the swamp. Is that what you want? All right. The left wing and the right wing are on the same ugly bird called collectivism. In fact, I think it was Pat Buchanan that talked about the left and right wings of the same bird of prey in the beginning, right? All right. Joe Biden now, ironically, uses executive order, pushes government to buy American. I find this really strange. He says, we got to buy American. People have been talking about it, and it's time to actually get it done. Well, you know, I agree with Biden to some degree. We want to push government to buy American. I support that you have the governmental expenditures buy American. But let me explain the disingenuous side of this. Don't get me wrong, and don't get all in a tizzy. Don't call me in any weird way and tell me, oh my gosh, Sam, you don't get it. Okay, because I am for buying American, but I'm not for buying American by force, number one. So individuals and businesses should be free to choose as they will. We do have tariffs at the border that can adjust the playing field to be fair and open and honest. That would be the government's proper constitutional role. But other than that, government needs to stay out of free contracts by individuals and businesses worldwide. Create a level playing field, that's fine, but otherwise get the heck out of it. After you create a level playing field, you can make sure the contracts are honored. That's a good role for you as well. Anyway, I digress except to say, but here's the rub. Oh, well, I'll make you wait for the after the pause for the rub, okay? Liberty Roundtable Live, I am Sam Bushman.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, so I'm all about buying American, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm not about it by force for businesses or individuals. I am for government using the appropriate tools at its disposal, that is tariffs at the border, to make sure there's a level playing field, and I am for government honoring contracts. Other than that, I don't think government ought to be in the middle of it, but Joe wants to promote American. I hope he doesn't do it by force, but I understand, and I generally support American purchases, right, by American. But here's what happened. He's going to mandate that by executive order. And my question for Joe is, are you afraid Congress won't back your play, bro? Is that your problem? Are you afraid that you got to, make this edict by executive order, violating the legislative branch of government? Okay, why not take this to Congress and say, let's advocate for American? But Biden uses executive order, which scares the heck out of me. What else is in that executive order? And why doesn't he take it to Congress like he ought to? But the biggest reason that I have a problem with buying American right this very minute is because we've spent the last 50 years, almost, jettisoning buying American. We have literally rewarded companies for jettisoning this country and going to foreign nations, China, Vietnam, wherever. And we have promoted business overseas, and we've rewarded companies for leaving, for packing up shop and leaving this country for so long to where now it's almost impossible to build American, even if you want to. Okay, I've been involved in the manufacturing side of this discussion. I've been involved in the import and export side of this discussion to where I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you right now that if you wanted to start a business in America right now, it's likely that you couldn't even get the raw materials that you need to make that business successful. The infrastructure is not there for raw materials. The infrastructure is not there for, one, the purchase of and the maintaining of the equipment necessary. It is not financially feasible to compete with these companies that have gone overseas and they're involved in countries that have different laws than we have. Okay, and that's what's wrong with a lot of these, quote, climate change treaties and everything else. Should we be kind and treat our earth nicely and good and be wonderful stewards of the earth? Yes, God said we should. But should we manipulate under the environmental control? Some nations are free to just spew toxins and have very little regulation. And then other nations have a ton of regulation to where they can't prosper. See, that's the dishonest manipulated playing field I speak of. So while you've got a manipulated playing field, while you've promoted overseas business and giving them special lever of government pulled in their favor, as long as you allow them to, feed at the trough, and the American businesses, the people that don't go overseas, are at the back of the bus or non-existent, and then you say, buy American, buy American, buy American. Hey, the businesses that I consult for can't sell American to government because they can't make American. And they can't make American because of these policies, these dishonest, immoral policies where we reward foreign business over domestic business. And it's been done for decades. See, that's the problem. Now, I appreciate President Donald Trump trying to change that by enacting tariffs and getting rid of regulations. And I commend him for a lot of those things. I really do. But I'm not for pushing to buy American until we can solve some of these fundamental inequities. All right. Let me give you an example. Let's say I have $1 million overseas and I want to bring it to America so that I can make American. so that I can, you know, obey Joe Biden's executive order to sell American so they can buy American. But you know what? I can't bring my millions of dollars back because I'm going to be taxed so hard on it, I might as well leave it and use it overseas. This is one example of my point. Left and right, everybody should be on board for this. We have got to repatriate American money if we're going to, quote, you know, build and buy and sell American and everything else. But I also got a fundamental question beyond all that, beyond this level playing field discussion that we need to have. We need a level playing field before we can mandate or push for any of these things for sure. But I digress. My question to you is, if Joe is advocating to buy American, isn't Joe embracing the America First policy, the nationalist policy of Donald Trump? Yeah. And isn't Joe Biden a white guy and Donald Trump a white guy? And if two white guys in a row that control this nation are advocating for nationalist policies of Buy American, does that make them white nationalists? Oh, no, Sam. Those aren't white nationalists, buddy. Uh-uh. Them are white guys that are for nationalism. Okay. Donald's a white nationalist there, don't you know? He's one of them Nazis. But Joe, no. Joe's liberal. Well, I know it's a different kind of liberal than the Founding Fathers liberal, but nevertheless, he's liberal, don't you know? In fact, he opposes Joe on everything, except for keeping the Federal Reserve person in the Treasury, except for keeping the leader of the FBI the same, except for having Anthony Fauci run both administrations according to the medical realities that we face. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. They're just different, but the same, aren't they now? But are they white nationalists, folks? I find it kind of comical. Right? I find it really fascinating. I got a funny story to tell you. There's a mayor. He's the mayor of a South Carolina town. And I guess he was forced to call in the pros, ladies and gentlemen. This is fun. He was supposed to call in the pros. You want to know why? Well, here's what happened. They had a coronavirus vaccination site that got backed up. Why? Because they had computer problems. Yep. And you know what? They wanted to keep rolling forth with the vaccines, and I'm, you know, opposed to that too, but nevertheless, they were rolling. And the drive-through coronavirus vaccination site got holed up because of computer problems. But guess who they called in when they called in the pros? The hero, a Chick-fil-A manager. I kid you not. So the coronavirus vaccination line got all jacked down, and they had to get a Chick-fil-A manager to come on in and say, hey, here's how you make lines move fast. Here's how you provide incredible service and make the lines move, right? And so just bring in Chick-fil-A. Now, to all you liberals out there that hate the Chick-fil-A people because they're anti-gay or they're Christian or they're whatever they are, and you hate on the Chick-fil-A's there, Chick-fil-A is helping you all get the COCO vaccine now. Now, if we were to divide and conquer and destroy America, I'd hate on Chick-fil-A for helping the line of the vaccine people because I'm not for vaccines. But see, I don't believe in a divide and conquer society like that. I reward what's good everywhere. And you know what? I'm not for vaccinations, okay? But I am saying if the mayor needs help to make his line move forward, kindness would say, you know what? A lot of people believe in vaccines. A lot of people believe they're helpful and hopeful. And you know what? I'm not here to jettison your chance to get a vaccine. I'm here to say I want people to have choice in vaccines, right? But I'm not here to shut you down to where you can't have a vaccine. So I would not jettison my help. And I commend the mayor of the South Carolina town to reach out to the Chick-fil-A manager. And I commend the Chick-fil-A manager for helping out the town there. And you know what? Let the line move forward for those who would like to receive a vaccination. Let them get it. But don't tell me that I'm forced to get one. Or don't deny people who want them from getting them. I'm not for any of those things. But I find it fascinating because Chick-fil-A is now helping with the vaccines. Where's all the liberals and the extremists and the haters that have been abusing and beating on Chick-fil-A and trying to blackball Chick-fil-A and shut down their restaurants and prevent them from establishing new locations and everything else? Where are all the liberals? Where are all the naysayers? Where are all the media folks that are extreme that hate on Chick-fil-A because of their Christian values now? The mayor of a South Carolina town was forced to call in a pro when the drive-thru for vaccination delivery got shut down. Computer problems shut it down. They brought in a Chick-fil-A manager and voila, opened up, lines are rolling, all is well. It wouldn't surprise me if Chick-fil-A provided free sandwiches or something for the workers there, too. It's just the kind of guys the Chick-fil-A people are. I commend Chick-fil-A. It acknowledges they're the pros. And I just want to know where all the liberals are to give credit where credit's due. See, that's one of the things we do on Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm not interested in debating the right, the left, the liberal, the conservative. I'm interested in right and wrong. When somebody does something right, that's good. When they do something wrong, that's bad. It's very simple to me. Kind of a redneck, you know, guy that focuses on principle. The fact that, you know, hey, they want to move this line forward and they're stuck is a problem. The fact that somebody came to help them, I think, is great news. And I'm not against people's choice to take vaccines. I'm just against the denial of choice. The denial of agency or freedom, huh? Senator Bernie Sanders. Interesting statement for good old whacked out communist Bernie. Senator Bernie Sanders says, he predicts, I should say, the Democratic Party could be wiped out in the 2022 midterm elections, he says. Bernie Sanders literally says, hey, the Democratic Party could be wiped out in 2022. Why? Because of their overreach. The more they push to abuse Donald Trump, the more they push to regulate and control what you and I say in the media, the more they lock down people's accounts and attack conservatives, they overreach to the point where, man, it could be curtains. Anyway, Bernie Sanders, I agree with him for once in a while, but I think the Republican Party's in the same position. Are they going to embrace freedom or the swamp? Time's a-telling. That's the truth. All right, Joe Biden has brought back a, quote, White House tradition. Press Secretary Jen Psaki, is that how you say your name? Jen, I think it's Psaki, to lead the daily press briefings. So Jen's back. Press briefings are on. Now, a lot of us thought the press briefings were bogus anyway. It becomes a propaganda arm for the government. I think that's true. I'm glad Donald jettisoned them. But I will say they serve a valuable purpose, and I wish President Trump did not jettison them. I wish we would have had daily press briefings still. I just wish that President Trump would have chosen people like me in the media. And you know what? Ben, Ben Swan. Ben Swan and the folks over at WorldNet Daily, Joe Kovacs and Bob Enra and Joseph Farah and, you know, Art Moore and all the people at WorldNet Daily, the wonderful writers at Breitbart. You could have invited the real media to the and helped them become center stage, President Trump, by continuing to have press briefings, just inviting the friendly press. But when he jettisoned press briefings, we all got locked out. But the mainstream press still got the ability to get some, what, walk to the Air Force One, huge airplane or noise in the background, sound bites is all I got. And the rest of us in the real media got nothing except for watching the White House pages. But anyway, I guess Joe Biden's brought back the propaganda arm of the government. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki will lead daily press briefings. So there you have that. Wow. It's hard to know what's going on with that. Hey, did you know Kamala Harris's house is very expensive? I guess she can't even move into the vice president's house. But I guess number one observatory circle is the place where Kamala and her husband, Doug, are going to be. Because they're trying to do renovations on the second-in-command's normal place to live. But at first glance, well, it seems like an average home. But it's located about 2 miles from the White House, okay? That's where it is. And this thing is a massive, massive piece of property. All right? It's, I'm trying to see how many acres this thing is. Let's see. Yeah, it's about 2 miles from the White House. It's adjacent to several embassies. The secluded home sits on a 72-acre plot of land. Wow. Anyway, I'll give you details on the residence next broadcast. It's an expensive sucker. God save the Republic.